Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves over 11,400 crore rupee revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited. Budget session of Parliament to commence from the 31st of this month. Nomination process for 70-member Delhi Assembly ends. Over 1,000 candidates file nominations. BJP releases its manifesto for Delhi Assembly elections, promises monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees and LPG cylinder at 500 rupees to poor women. MEA says 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army lost their lives so far in the conflict, with 16 still missing. In India Open Badminton, Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy enter men's doubles semi-finals. And in Khokho World Cup, Indian women enter semi-finals, defeating Bangladesh 109-16 in New Delhi. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi today the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said, with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting in New Delhi to assess the implementation of three new criminal laws in Madhya Pradesh. In a statement, the Home Ministry said Mr. Shah appreciated the efforts made so far by the Madhya Pradesh government in implementing the laws. The Home Minister emphasized the need for 100% implementation of the laws in the state at the earliest. In the meeting, Mr. Shah mentioned that before registering cases under sections related to terrorism and organized crime, senior police officials should examine whether the case qualifies for the application of those sections. He said any misuse of these legal provisions would undermine the sanctity of the new criminal laws. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January, and the Union Budget will be presented on the 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from the 31st of January to the 13th of February 2025, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from the 10th of March to the 4th of April 2025. Nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has ended today, with over 1,000 candidates filing their nominations. On the last day of nomination today, Shikhar Rai and Neeraj Basoya of BJP have filed their nominations. Avadhoj Jha, Rakhi Bidlan and Vandana Kumari of Aam Aadmi Party, among others, also filed their nominations. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. More from our correspondent.
With the end of the nomination, the candidates from the Aam Aadmi Party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Congress, as well as small parties and independents, have intensified their campaign by holding padyatras and door-to-door meetings to seek support in their favour. Senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur, party MP Bansuri Swaraj, and several Delhi BJP leaders campaigned in various parts of the city in favour of party candidates. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and other Aam Aadmi Party leaders also organised roadshows and padyatras in the national capital. From the Congress side, Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav and others also hit the ground. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting on the 8th of February. The BJP has promised monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees for every poor woman and LPG cylinders at 500 rupees for them in the national capital if voted to power. Party President J.P. Nadda today released the BJP's Sankalp Patra Part 1. The party also promised implementation of central government's Ayushman Bharat scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said if the BJP forms the government, it will provide nutritious food at 5 rupees in all JJ cluster areas under Atal Canteen Scheme.
हमारी सरकार 60 से 70 वर्ष के बुजुर्गों के लिए उनकी सीनियर सिटीजंस की जो पेंशन है उसको 2000 से 2500 प्रति माह कर दिया जाएगा और उसी तरीके से सीनियर सिटीजंस जो 70 साल से ऊपर के हैं हमारे विधवा बहनें हैं हमारे स्पेशल एबल्ड लोग हैं जो डेस्टिट्यूट हैं 2500 से बढ़ाकर उनकी पेंशन को 3000 रुपए कर दिया जाएगा.
Mr. Nadda accused the AAP government of not fulfilling its promises made during the last assembly polls. He also alleged that whatever promises had been made in Punjab have not been fulfilled. He added that all existing welfare schemes currently being implemented in Delhi will continue even after the BJP forms the government. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has issued a notification amending the Cable Television Network Rules 1994 to streamline the local cable operator registration process. Under the new rules, the registrations of local cable operator will be conducted entirely online from today. The ministry said the registration certificates will be issued in real time upon successful verification of applicant details. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict and 16 are still missing. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the death of Binil Babu of Kerala is unfortunate and the ministry has conveyed condolences to the family. Mr. Jaiswal said another Indian national who was injured is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. Mr. Jaiswal said 96 internationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh.
As far as India-Bangladesh relations are concerned, we had the visit of our foreign secretary where we said that we want to move in the positive direction. We want friendly relations with the people of Bangladesh. We want India-Bangladesh relations to do well for the people of Bangladesh and the people of India. So that is what our approach is, a positive approach, and that remains.
On the sanctions imposed on Russian oil imports by the US, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India is in touch with the US authorities to clarify issues about the impact on Indian entities. He said India's oil purchases have been and always are guided by the country's energy security requirements. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the success achieved by the first private satellite constellation by Pixel Space. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said it showcases the exceptional talent of the country's youth. He said it highlights the expanding capabilities of the private sector in the space industry. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has urged the auto sector to build the electric vehicle ecosystem by leveraging economies of scale to capture world markets. Inaugurating the component show at Bharat Mobility Expo 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the auto component sector is the heart of the Indian auto industry. He stated that India must build its own electric vehicle ecosystem before other countries catch up. Mr. Goyal also highlighted that Indian component manufacturers are committed to making affordable, high-quality and competitive products for the world market. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah today chaired a high-level meeting to discuss the situation in Budhal village of Rajouri district, where a mysterious illness is said to have claimed 16 lives in recent days. Our correspondent reports the Chief Minister directed the health and police departments to expedite their investigations. He urged all departments to collaborate and leave no stone unturned in resolving the issue. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025. Mauni Amavasya is one of the most important days for Amrit Snan during Mahakumbh. Our correspondent covering the event reports that the Uttar Pradesh government is fine-tuning preparations for Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan on the 29th of this month. More than 8 crore devotees and pilgrims are expected to take a holy dip on Mauni Amavasya at the Triveni Sangam. More in this report.
To strengthen the arrangements, Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prasant Kumar conducted a visit to the Mahakumbh area yesterday and chaired a high-level review meeting at the Integrated Command and Control Center. The Chief Secretary stated that preparations must also account for the anticipated visit of the Prime Minister to the Mahakumbh along with a possible cabinet meeting. He instructed that all preparations should be completed promptly and directed that sector magistrates, police and officers from all departments ensure their presence in all sectors. During the review of security arrangements, the Chief Secretary and DGP provided necessary guidelines. The Chief Secretary stressed the need for an adequate police presence at all locations, including the fair area, and directed that police personnel must report to duty on time to ensure seamless security measures. Water supply, sanitation, public works, transport, railways, telecom, and other sectors were also reviewed by the top officials. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department has forecast the possibility of snowfall and rain in the higher altitude areas of Chamoli, Uttarkashi, Pithoragarh, Bageshwar and Rudraprayag districts over the next 3 days. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Chandigarh tomorrow. Similar conditions are expected in Himachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern states for the next 2 days. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. On sports in India, Open Badminton Indian duo of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have reached the men's doubles semi-final. They defeated the South Korean duo of Jin Yong and Kang Min Hyuk 21-10, 21-17 in the men's doubles quarter-final at KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi tonight. However, PV Sindhu lost to Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in women's singles quarter-finals. In men's singles also, Indian shuttler Kiran George lost in the quarterfinal match. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, the Indian women's team stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Bangladesh 109-16 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium today. The team, led by Captain Priyanka Ingle, delivered an outstanding performance and dominated all four turns of the match. Their second turn featured an incredible dream run that lasted over 5 minutes. India continued their remarkable streak of scoring more than 100 points, achieving this milestone for the fifth consecutive match in the tournament. The Reserve Bank's monthly bulletin for January 2025 has informed that India's economic growth is poised to rebound as domestic demand has started to regain strength. As per the State of the Economy article authored by a team led by RBI Deputy Governor Michael Debabrata Patra, rural demand continues to gain momentum, reflecting a resilience in consumption supported by brighter agricultural prospects. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves over 11,400 crore rupee revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited. Budget session of Parliament to commence from the 31st of this month. Nomination process for 70-member Delhi Assembly ends, over 1,000 candidates file nominations. BJP releases its manifesto for Delhi Assembly elections, promises monthly allowance of 2,500 rupees and LPG cylinder at 500 rupees to poor women. MEA says 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict, with 16 still missing. In India Open Badminton, Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy enter men's doubles semi-finals. That was all in the news at 9. Good night.